Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody, again, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and typically we have a guest with us, and today I thought I would just interview myself. I know that's kind of a crazy idea, a crazy notion, but I was reminiscing last week as Elaine Connolly was sharing live from Orlando, and if you missed that interview or missed her sharing her thoughts of that amazing event, that leadership event, you really do need to check out Saturday AM Live and listen to that and have pen and paper in hand. And going back and listening to it again, I realized over and over that the prevailing question that NECN allows us to ask ourselves when looking at the five pillars of health, a healthy body, a healthy mind, healthy family, finances, and society, those five pillars, those five core concepts of life, the question that I see and I hear and it permeates every aspect of my life is that this question of, do I want to be well? And that's a question, I think, as I was reading over Larry Hafner's email that he sent to his customers yesterday, and simply on the premise of, we can achieve this. We can achieve balance. We can continually tweak all five of these areas, these core concepts, and achieve balance. We're not going to do it in all five overnight, and this side of heaven, we may not get there. But that question still, over and over in my mind, I still keep hearing it. Do I want to be well? Because that's ultimately the question that we get to ask people that we do life with. And if they don't want to be well, if we sit down with them and do a self-awareness quiz and look at all five of those, how would you rank yourself? How would you rate yourself on a scale of 0 to 10 or 0 to 100, whatever scale you want to use? On a healthy body, most human beings have an area that needs to be tweaked, needs to be improved, and that's ultimately the question that I see. I'm not going to preach. My background, my training is in theology, as one who studied to be a pastor for a year and then did an intensive course overseas, living in the Caribbean, and working at a Bible school. And when I read John chapter 5, and I was reading this the other day, and this was what prevailed in my mind, is that Jesus encountered a guy, and I'm just going to read this one, actually two chapters, or two verses here, one who had been laying there for 38 years, so he definitely wasn't well, okay? And I think he needed to ask that question, do I want to be well? And that's what Jesus did. He looked at him and said, hey, do you want to get well? That was the question. And the sick man, who had been laying there for 38 years, responded, yeah, but. And he went to this myriad of different excuses of, yeah, I want to be well, but I've got this issue, I've got this issue. And Jesus simply looked at him and said, take up your bed, rise up, get up, and walk. And instantaneously. So that question, do we want to be well, is one that before we can even present NECN, I think that's the question that needs to be asked. I learned it this way from my dad years ago. Are you open? Rather than asking the question, are you interested? Because some people are not even, they don't know what they're not interested or interested in. So are you open to a different route besides drugs and surgery? Are you open to something that's more complementary and allowing the body to heal itself? Are you open, and this is that second pillar that most people are wanting to tweak, are you open to an additional source of income? Would you be open to getting compensated for something you're already doing? Most of us share ideas and concepts. And when I look at the three things that were radically improved just a few days ago and that are going to change where we go from the future to the future, I had to look back at a decade from 1995 to 2005 and not do a bunch of overanalyzation of it, but just simply look at it from the perspective of what did we have in place during that decade from 1995 to 2005? Because right smack in the middle of that, in May of 2000, Vance and Stacey Rogers received the highest compensation in one calendar month from NECN. And looking at these three areas, new products, new packaging, and then a tweaked compensation plan. We had all three of those during that decade in a form, and NECN was continually making them and improving them and making them better. And for the first time in a long time, I feel and I see this. This is not like a, I love the way that Rick Murphy describes, you know, the new NECN, you know, prior to what we had was pre-Ken, but now we've got the new NECN. That's a continually involvement over time. And if we break these down, I think we can answer that question. Yes, we want to be well. We want to do what needs to be done. Let's take the new products, for example. And as Dee Welsh requested via text this morning, here's just a quick one from last night. When we use these wonderful NECN solutions, we bring what God put out in nature, we bring it into our homes, especially in the arena of magnetics, because as Herb Rapp states in his book, Fit to Win, that we all suffer from magnetic deficiency syndrome. And the last 2 days I've had the opportunity, my brother and I have a business that we inherited from our father, that our grandfather started, and we're learning more about that business. And the last 2 days, we were doing something that we don't typically do, and at the end of both days, I felt that surgery, removing my feet at my ankles, would be a good option. And I know that sounds extreme, but they really, really hurt. Coming home and after showering, immediately taking a simple product like CM cream, which utilizes Pymag water and Cetamir Stolier, rubbing it all over my feet, and then putting on my NECN socks, it's almost instantaneous. And I told myself yesterday that, man, maybe today an ibuprofen might be appropriate. But I never did that. And I woke up this morning and my feet feel revived and energy. They're still a little sore because the body was not designed to spend 8 hours on a 45-degree slope walking up and down a roof and doing fun things. You know, when you have new products and a new style, for example, the bottle. We've had a sports bottle for years. NECN continues to improve and tweak what we have so that we can get better results and it's more exciting and introduce it to people. Take our Vital Balance. NECN overhauled it a couple years ago. They didn't really have to, but in order to stay competitive, they did. We can introduce this to customers for as low as $67 a canister for one meal a day. If you want to get accelerated results, add the cleanse and detox, do the shake twice a day, and it was really never designed for weight loss or weight maintenance. It was designed for brain development, but when we take care of the brain, the brain takes care of the body. Now you're up to, you know, roughly, what is that? You know, about $150, $160 for two meals a day to really get the body into the shape that needs to be. Just last night, a gentleman looked at me as I was snacking, and we were picking up all of our stuff, and he said to me, he asked the question, "Are you eating? Yes, are you eating?" He said, "I thought you're so skinny, I thought you never ate." I love that compliment and that question. I never got that a few years ago when things were out of balance with my body. But utilizing the KVB on a regular basis and the cleanse and detox, I'm able to do that and still, as I like to tell people, have my cake and eat it too. And when you, just a quick comparison, and I would challenge you to do this, because we get reverse prospect it on a regular basis, and it goes something like this: "Hey, Vance, I know you and Stacy have been involved in that magnet company, or however they describe Nikon, for years. Can you take a look at this company? Because I'm really excited about it, and I've been doing it for, you know, a fill in the blank, a couple weeks, couple months, year, whatever. And I really value your opinion, and they're trying to get me sucked in because they think I'm going to leave a quarter century with Nikon and jump on board with their startup company or whatever. Take a look at Optiva. It's new on the scene. That's the name of the company, OPTIVA, and I'm not bashing them in any form. It's really not a new company. They've rebranded, and I don't know why. Metafast is the actual company, and they really don't even talk about that. They talk about coaching. But just for one person to get their whole package, a month's supply is $388. And what you're buying is not much different than what you can get from any of the interior of a grocery store, all processed and chemicalized food products. Not organic. Okay, they don't boast about being organic and really pushing that. But $388. What could I do with $388 per person? Well, I could definitely, if someone's looking for accelerated, you know, body maintenance, I could definitely do two canisters of the Vital Balance, which is going to be more than two meals a day. And then we're still not even up to $150, $160 if I throw in the cleanse and detox. Well, then that leaves me still with roughly $200 for that last meal of the day. What could you spend on $200 a month in real food? As Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. That's just one area. So when you look at Nikon's new products and our existing products, they're way ahead of anything else that's out there. And plus, we don't have a competition. Second one is packaging. Nikon has given us back something that we did not have for years, and that's what I call, we call it bundling. Last night we saw a commercial for Verizon, and we have Verizon. And Stacy looked at me and said, well, you know, we need to check into that bundle, that package, because our girls are using up our data every single month. Maybe that would be the way to go. I look at it, these packages with a water pack, with an energy pack, with a sleep system pack. Most of us have bought a lot of these products over the years, but when you look at from the perspective of the savings, the shipping benefits, and then the third element, the surprise, savings, shipping, and surprise, three S's for you. The savings are huge. Off the two smaller amount packs, it's nearly $100 savings. Shipping, there's free shipping options. That's another savings. It comes out to $46 on the water pack to get that to us here from Irvine, California, Portland, Oregon. And then the surprise element, an energy pack appropriately named. There are so many energizing surprises in that pack. And then the tweaked compensation plan, third and final one. We literally can get a raise, and getting paid weekly is like, I don't know if, I'm sure everybody else has had this happen when a friend calls and says, hey, I really need some help organizing this one room or repainting it. And you paint, right? Would you help me out and I'll compensate you? And I'll pay you at the end of the day. How many of us have ever had that experience? Well, that's like we're getting paid for a gig. Nikon, for the first time in their history, has done that and allowing us to experience that. Introduce somebody to a waterfall. That's like right at $65, $66 and some change. I didn't figure out exactly what we will get compensated for introducing somebody to a $327 water unit. Radically changing what they put in their body, what they put in their plants, and with cooking, and we're going to get that the following Friday. That's super cool because it's immediate gratification. Then the other compensation, the other aspect of the commissions will come every single month on the 15th, just like before. This starts the 17th of August. So, again, going full circle back to it, that question, do you want to be well? That's the question that needs to be asked first, because there are people out there that either they're arrogant and they don't know, or they think they know and they're really not because they like drugs and surgery, or they're not aware. But I think most people, if we ask them that question, most would say, yes, I do. And we really do have, as Dave Rolfe challenged the folks in Orlando last Saturday or last weekend, what is your business plan? That's what challenged me, because I know what the purpose of my life is. I wake up every single morning, and it's the first thing that permeates my thoughts. And I literally recite it, not out loud, not with my outside voice to wake up Stacy. I don't do that. I simply, in my mind, I move my lips. The purpose of my life is that, but what Vance needs to do is write out my business plan for this month, for this year, for the next couple years. And when we write it out, as the book, one of the minor, small little books in the Old Testament says, you write out the vision, you make it plain so other people can see it and they can run with it. And I know that when we do that, then it'll be empowering. There are so many great resources out there. If I can encourage you to check them out, it's going to be empowering, especially with where we're at now. And if this has been thought-provoking, I think I heard Barb. I know I heard Barb Satterwhite. Barb, you were in Orlando. Would you mind sharing a couple thoughts? You texted me some great thoughts, and it was literally life transforming being in Oregon, hearing from folks in Orlando. It just completely transformed my perspective on Niken and what we have to share with other people. Oh, I thought Barb was with us. Maybe not. Well, let me do this. Star 6.
I'm here, Vance.
There. Go ahead, Barb. Thought.
I was,
perspective.
I was hitting my mute button instead of Star 6 on mute. So.
We still how figure many, out how to drive many, these things called phones.
I know. How many years have I been doing this? But, yes, thanks. And when I texted you in Orlando, it was as they were speaking, and I didn't keep that up, but... I figured it was easier as I'm typing my notes to send it to people as I'm typing, so that's why you got it so fast.
And anyway, I am so grateful, trust me.
Well, it was, and the other thing is, a lot of times if people get things in small amounts, they pay attention to it. So, anyway, it was wonderful, as all conferences are, but in terms of the changes, like you just mentioned with me, Ken, couple that with the energy. Now, this was a conference where I didn't see anybody standing in the hallways. Nobody left except to go to the bathroom. That's how well orchestrated it was, meaning it was great speakers. It was good content. It was, engaging. So, you know, in other words, and we all were just there knowing that what we have is so valuable. And the leaders were, as always, on point. And Bernadette talked about her vision, and you were just talking about vision and how many of us really don't know our vision or don't articulate it. So, and what she talked about was, you know, your vision of success is seeing it before it occurs. So it's real hard to think of being successful when you're not. But if you go ahead and put that vision out there or have that vision, then make it so clear that fear becomes irrelevant. So it's really clear what you want, and it goes back to the desires. And she mentioned growth, you know, happens on the other side of fear. So you see success not as it is now, but as you want it to be.
I think, Barb, the changing one word in our vocabulary, removing the word if and exchanging it for when.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than saying, well, if if I'm able to share and you can, or if I'm able to earn an extra $100 this month, or if I get the results I want with the products, then. Changing it to when. I had a gentleman yesterday just tell me, he said, well, that's much more positive way to look at it. I said, well, why not? And we both enjoyed the laugh. But that's what I hear people like Bernadette, people like Susan Carver, people like Julie Tara. That's what I hear them saying over and over. And these people are living the life they're teaching and sharing.
Exactly. And, you know, Bernadette mentioned things also. Before you can lead others, you need to lead yourself. So you lead with your vision. And lead with yourself, lead your business, lead your team. So once you have that vision, it's pretty easy to lead yourself and your business, and you'll be able to lead your team because you've got something for them to follow. And I always remember someone saying years ago, you know, think about it. A new person, you can't expect them to have a vision of what they can do because they don't know enough. So at the beginning, your vision becomes theirs until they're able to see their own vision. So people are attracted to you and to what your vision is. So being clear with your vision and why you're in Nikan, it goes back to the old why. And I don't know, but, you know, all the networking gurus and whatever are saying, you know, when you're meeting with people, you don't want to just vomit your product all over everybody and talk about that. You want to impart your why. That's the most important thing. Why are you even involved with a company like Nikan?
And does that, Bob, that typically goes back to our first encounter with the products and how it kind of, or with the company, 91% of us, it's because of a product. And I got a text yesterday that was very encouraging, and from a neighbor. This is somebody that a month ago, July the 4th, I took my necklace off and I said, you know, Shannon, this is the product that I wear every day. I don't know why I wear it. But when I messed up my back, you know, almost 30 years ago from jumping off of a waterfall, I thought I was going to have back agony for the rest of my life. And then lo and behold, this comes. And 30-second commercial, whatever you want to call it. But she sent me this note because she needed some more products. And she said, thank you so much. P.S., you might be hearing from a few other of our family members we met with this past week in Sacramento. She's a customer, and she keeps sending me more people. And I thought, this is what... And she already told me she can't do the business. She doesn't have time. I did introduce her to the business, but we're going to sit down again. And I think, I don't know if I'm the master at sharing a vision, but Barbara, what is your vision like when you're meeting somebody for that very first time? What is your Nikan commercial or Barb Satterwhite's vision?
Well, it's funny you say that because I'm constantly working on that too. But really, and thinking about it, my vision is that as many people as possible know about the alternatives for care, and specifically taking care of themselves. Okay, so if we can impact everybody we meet with that, what's the word I want? That inspiration that there is a better way. So for me, my mission is to connect people to a path for better health and more finances. So if I'm connecting people to a path of better health, then there's a potential that people will be better. I mean, we've got to get this word out. We've got to help people. People are so hurting when it comes to their health and their finances. And so my vision is that everybody knows there's an alternative way to taking care of themselves.
It really is that simple, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, I could have taken ibuprofen last night, and I'm twirling my feet around right now, and they feel wonderful compared to the way they felt 12 hours ago. They really, really hurt. And I'm constantly doing stuff as a volunteer firefighter, or with my brother and I's business, or just around the house and park. That's life. our bodies, as Dennis Williams keeps asking the question, if we don't take care of them, where are we going to live?
Right.
And we truly have. And do you feel that that passion, that vision comes from your training as a nurse, or is it just because you're morally compassionate towards other people?
Actually, no, because my training as a nurse had nothing to do with how to take care of yourself other than medicine. So what I have learned since nursing is the fact that the body can help itself. It just needs the natural environment. And so my mission now is not to talk about healthcare as a medical model, even though the medical model is very needed, and we certainly don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We definitely need our great physicians and our great medical care in certain situations. So, but it's the whole idea of marrying, if you would, both the complementary medicine sorts of things as well as traditional medicine. So my vision would not have been back in nursing days this, because it would have been maybe to help others, but not. I'm more passionate now that people be educated about the fact that there's something out there that is so valuable. And unfortunately, and it's nobody's fault, but most people rely on the medical community to help everything. And they don't have all the answers. And they know that, but the problem is that they also don't know what they don't know, which is the same with me. I don't know what I don't know. So, and people will say to me all the time, excuse me, I need to ask my physician. I'll say, that's fine, but expect two things. One, probably doesn't know about it, and two, they can't endorse something they don't know. So it's not their fault. You just need to make the decision for yourself what's the best path for you.
You know, and I, you know, just that right there, they probably have never heard of it. They can't really endorse it. It's like going to a friend who is a, let's say they're an auto broker. They work in the, you know, auto industry, and you're going to ask them about buying a new pair of jeans. Well, that's not their expertise. Clothing is not an auto broker. Now, they may dress for success. They may look nice, but that's not why you would go to them. And I'm not saying using your words and twisting them, Barb, but a medical doctor and nurses, people in Western-trained medicine, they're not really trained nutritionally. We know that for sure. We hear that over and over and over, that the amount of hours they take nutritionally is really, really small. But all the other things about how the body works in relativity to nature and utilizing that. And, you know, I really do think, because the Internet has been one of the greatest allies for knowledge and wisdom when we use it and just search things out. And even using YouTube alone, when you type in Nikan or Nikan stories, or there's so much. And we need to allow people, we really do need to allow them the time. Some of them will learn faster, like some of us in Nikan. We got it really quick because of a product experience or just the timing. And we need to sometimes allow people to do that. And then others, we need to challenge them a little bit further, like our neighbor, 6 years. She's been suffering, and she couldn't lift her arms up over her head. And she really, really was visibly uncomfortable. Well, now she's very excited. And in less than a month's time, she just keeps telling other people, with no benefit at all. Other than she just says, you know, it's the right, I got to tell people about this. It's the right thing to do. And it's really, really fun to be able to have people like that and, you know, to reach their world. So, Barb, any other thoughts? I mean, where timing is now, because we always say it just keeps continuing to get better and this and that. But
I would just say a couple things. Sherry Danzi did an excellent presentation. She was trying to show how to build your rank and build your team. And so she has two people, one of her people to if she wanted to grow her team and go to platinum, go to Italy, whatever, and the other one said, they both did. So one said that he wanted to work on his website, and the other one decided to build. And visually, she went out and got people and then people got people and people got people. They had probably 30 or 40 people at the front of the room. Meantime, there's the guy sitting there still working on his business cards, his website, his trying to know everything there was about Nikan. And it showed the difference between the two consultants. You know, the bottom line is the way you build is you're talking to people, you're sharing your products. And I said this to a new person that was just enrolled under Dr. Caldwell this week. I said, the simplicity of this is use the product, share the product. Connect those people to other people like myself and anybody else in Nikan. Don't make this a challenge. I mean, don't make it stressful. So, but see, that was a great way to demonstrate how you build and how you're going to get to Italy. And her mantra was clarity plus activity equals Italy.
So clarity plus activity equals Italy.
Uh-huh.
I'm writing that one down.
And the other tidbit, Dave Ross, he now has a whole program based on his vested interest book from back in the 80s, 90s. He has done an online training about how to do the business. But one of the things he said is read the comp plan. In fact, for every new person, I'm going to go into the policies and procedures and highlight that and send that to people and say, everybody should read that comp plan in the policies and procedures every day for a week until you know it.
Mm.
Because that's where some people feel uncomfortable talking about the business, talking about how, well, read the comp plan. Know your comp plan. If you're going to invite people to join your business, you need to understand how they will make money. So that is a tidbit.
Well, and I look at the third part of the I Can attitude mantra. My I Can attitude allows me to teach people something that will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. It doesn't matter if it's a really good movie that you've experienced or a restaurant or as a volunteer firefighter. When somebody asks me about it, I have an opportunity to teach them something that adds value. And then I encourage them to respond. That's exactly what we're doing, isn't it? I mean, we're teaching them something. Not as a great guru, but just asking them to take a little bit further look into it. And the end result is most of the time, they say, yeah, count me in. I want a part of that.
Correct.
And by the way, on that note, Elaine Connolly shared many, many tidbits about the I Can attitude. And every 12 weeks, this course starts. If you're looking for something, you can audit it. Thank you, Nancy Cosman, for giving me that great suggestion. If you don't want to be part of a group that's going through it, every 12 weeks. This is our first week. We're blasting into it right now. If you want to be part of that, see it. SaturdayAMLive.com is where all the information is. Just look for the ICAN2 tab. But it's a fantastic way to go through it's only really 10 weeks. There's 10 weeks of lessons. It takes about 20 minutes a day. And it's by far I think I can honestly say, almost 40 years, as I approach my 50th birthday in less than a month now, been around this industry for 40 years, and by far the best training program that I've seen to take somebody from either brand new to really able to work out these things, Barb, like you're talking about, writing out a business plan, getting a vision, putting it on paper, being able to ask questions of people right from the gate, sharing our products and our experience. It's right there. And again, if you want to do it on your own, go for it. It's always better with somebody else. And we've got to over 20 people going through the course right now. I'm more excited about the people than I am about the course this time, because the caliber of people that said, yeah, I want to up my game and do that. But little things like what I just wrote down, clarity plus activity equals results or equals Italy, is what I wrote it down wrong.
Hey, Vance, it's Gary with the request of Barb.
Request away.
Okay, Barb, I tuned in a little bit late. Can you repeat your vision statement?
As I tweak it. My vision is that everybody be educated about alternative ways to take care of themselves. And I will tweak that somewhat. But the point I'm making is that, wow, if I can impact everybody I meet in some way, that they can have better health, better finances, and at least introduce them to a path, and, you know, everybody has a choice. But what I'm aware of and you're aware of is there's so much that people don't know, and they're hurting, and they need what we have. So my vision is just to expand on that and help everybody that I can.
Thank you.
And, Barb, you say you're constantly tweaking that, as I am as well. Is it because you're on calls like this and Zoom presentations, or you watch YouTube? Is that what causes you to tweak it?
No, it's the idea that, you know, a vision, you know, should be short, sweet, should be, you know, more clear. You know, that's a vague one in some ways. And, you know, some people may have a vision to, you know, create homes for orphans or whatever. You know, some people may have a very concrete vision. Mine's more global, more not so specific. But in my mind, if I know that all I want to do is at least educate people about a better way, then what's the outcome of that? So perhaps the vision would be more the outcome of that. So right now, it's kind of like one of those things that I get clarity every time I encounter somebody that talks about vision. So.
Yeah, well, I know that Proverbs, is it 29:18, without a vision, people run amok, is one translation says. They die for a lack of vision. And yes,
it falls into purpose, too. And that's what Susan Carter talked about, was leading with a purpose. It's not enough to have lived. We should be determined to live for something. So why am I, at almost 72 this month, still so excited and involved with MECAN? Because what we have is so darn exhilarating. What we have is so darn important. And it doesn't become work. It becomes fun. Now, is it work? Yes, it's work. But on the other hand, if it wasn't satisfying, gratifying, I wouldn't still be doing it, right? But, you know, you've got people that are hurting financially. If somebody can get an extra $100, $500 in their checkbook every month, that would be another vision I have, that people have that source of income while they're helping others. So, you know, the purpose is also there. It's you know, doing something with a purpose. And I love, you know, Churchill, the quote she did was from Churchill, it's not enough to have lived. We should be determined to live for something.
Mm.
So, you know, the definiteness of purpose is the starting point of all achievement. So what's the purpose in me doing MECAN? Well, one of the purposes is that I may remain healthy and my family's healthy and I have exposure to the best out there when it comes to natural health care. So that's a purpose for me as well.
Well, wasn't it William Wallace, I might be misquoting him, who said if what you're living for isn't worth dying for, then you're really not living. And I don't need to think I'm going to die by sharing MECAN with other people. Being on a roof, playing with my brother, I play on roofs with my brother, I play in our business, I play MECAN. I play as a volunteer firefighter. I play as a husband. I play as a dad. It's really playing, much like a professional athlete. They play their sport. I learned that from Dennis William a long time ago. And I usually play it with an extreme focus or intensity that, for me, because why do it just halfway? That to me, that doesn't seem like any fun whatsoever. And when we do that, we become attractive to other people. Why are professional athletes so sought after as celebrities? Because they're pushing themselves. Singers, actors, successful business people or inventors, we're attracted to them because they're doing something and they're doing it wholeheartedly with a vision. And it can be a lot of different things, and yet we are attracted to them. I'm attracted to people who are really good at what they do. In some, in industries or in things that I don't even have any interest to, but the way they're doing it, it's attractive. And I see that in people like you, Barb, that you're, as you said, approaching 72, and you just, there's no chance of slowing down because you're having too much fun. And that becomes attractive.
Well, the other thing, a couple of practical points that I think would help everybody, and I loved it. Susan Carver was talking about how everybody has so much on their plate, and she literally held a plate up to show. She says, so what you don't want to do is add something else to their plate. So you've got to be respectful of people and their time and what's going on, and you face their objections right up front. For instance, they may say, well, I don't have enough money to buy these products, I don't have time to do this, blah, blah, blah. You acknowledge that right up front by saying, I understand that money's an issue for you, or you're too busy and don't have time. After 30 minutes of my presentation, if you decide that what I have is not a solution to those issues, then that's fine. So you're really saying up front, and then just indicating that you really have a solution for those, but they need to make that decision afterwards. So it's just so powerful that you don't want to be adding to somebody's full plate. You want to help them with your solutions. So to me, that's another just real simple thing that everybody can do. So your expectation is, I'm going to get them signed up, I'm going to get them buy products. My expectation is to educate them for 30 minutes, and then they make a decision whether it's a fit for them. And along those lines.
That's a really, really valid point, Barb, because if we have that intention to sit down with somebody or simply say, as my friend Larry and I are doing, hey, on this date, we're inviting a few people over we just want to show you. Give us 30, 45 minutes of your time. In a formal presentation like that in somebody's home, you could take a little longer. But sitting down with somebody for 20 or 30 minutes, showing them, you know, the video. Everything's on YouTube. You can do it on your phone. Even in a coffee shop, put an earpiece in and let them listen to, you know, in one ear, what is Vital Wellness? It's a super short, fun cartoon video. And then talk about that. Talk about the five pillars. You don't have to have something so concrete in a formal presentation that it gets so rigid and you're nervous. I got to say the right thing. No, I love that attitude, Barb, because if we just have that intention of educating them,
remember, you don't want people in your business that you're going to have to push, pull, prod. You want people that want what you have, and they're out there. It may not be the first time you encounter somebody that would happen. The other real tidbit I got from the roundtable discussion, which are always so beneficial, was Bernadette McBurney saying, when you invite somebody to an event, whether it's your presentation or whether it's a in-home, whether it's a Saturday event, you should always ask or say to them, I'm inviting you to this so that you will see if there's any benefit for you. In so many words. So you want them to know, you're inviting them to see if there's a benefit for them. And when you finish, you would say to them, was there anything that you see would benefit you? And then the second question would be, how would you like to get started? So just that tweak of when you're inviting somebody, why are you inviting me? Well, if you're inviting me to see if I can get some benefit, that's more appealing than just saying, I just want you to come.
And I think we have to, as you're doing, Barb, because you're provoking all kinds of thoughts in my mind, is the hardest thing for someone like Vance Rogers to do is ask a question and then be quiet. Or to be more direct, shut up. Okay. Let
very
them
important.
Answer the question.
And, yeah, it's very important, but it's hard for all of us. So it's a work in progress, but it just reminds us we've got to respect time. I love think it was a couple years ago, Ben said on a call, time is the new currency.
So people's
time is the most important thing for people, because you know everybody's 4+ busy. So respect their time, but also respect your own time. If you're going to spend 2 or 3 hours talking to somebody about something, that's not duplicatable, or even an hour, an hour and a half. And you, if they don't do anything, you've wasted their time and your time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a lot, and it's not easy, but again, don't make it complicated. And the other big takeaway, and it wasn't from this conference, but I just know that when you have somebody new, you just introduce them to these other people, then they get the bigger picture of me, Ken, than they will ever get from me talking for a year. So anyway, I've said enough.
Barb, you truly, and those of us who want to share this conversation with people on your team, or maybe even a customer, because we've said things that, you know, that really made sense, that resonated, you know, SaturdayAMLive.com, and I'm going to, when Steve is able to get the recording up, get him a picture of that thought, having our cake and eating it too. Because when we truly are, or we've answered that question, yes, I want to be well, every once in a while we can splurge. And I know, Barb, you have not a weakness, it's what you and I both agree that chocolate, especially good dark chocolate, should be its own food group. Not a lot, but, you know, we can treat ourselves. I enjoyed a piece of Trader Joe's blueberry pie last night, crumble pie. It just, oh my goodness, it was good. But when we experience wellness, we can enjoy it to its fullest. We truly can have our cake and eat it too. So, Barb, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for letting me share.
Because this has been, I mean, so viable and so valuable to me. So really, really beneficial. So I'm going to do this right quick.
Conference recording has stopped.
Because I know sometimes we tend to deviate with our questions and our comments. Hey, let me draw some attention real quick, so it doesn't catch you off guard and there's not a major panic. Because immediately when I became aware of it this week, I said to my friend Carol John, I said, well, let me see how I can spin this for the positive, because I really, really like this
anyway,
product.
About maybe 45 minutes from the Canadian border.
Oh, wow.
And closer towards Montana.
This is why I stopped the recording. So when people like Gary are giving direction
to go to Canada,
when everybody else can hear.
I think our main.
Gary either set his phone down.
But to go aware of it
right quick.
All callers are muted.
Okay, I'll open up the line in just a second, but I want to draw attention really quick. In the while supplies last, the discontinued product grouping, some of you are going to go, no, what are they thinking? How could they take that product away? Nika never really takes a product away, but when people aren't buying it or we're not utilizing it, there's no reason to continue with it. I don't know that that's the case with the CM cream sample packets, because they're so viable. But here's the immediate thing. Yes, you can write a note to feedback@nikin.com or click on the feedback ribbon and say, no, please bring them back. Maybe they're repackaging them. I don't know. I haven't called to ask. But here's the thought. Here is the thought. And I did this with a customer just the other day, and it does work. Rather than hand them a sample, which has got like a couple weeks supply for at least our family, but it's great to travel with, rather than hand them a sample, be a little bit more strong in your endorsement of the product, just like I was this morning in sharing what I've experienced the last 2 days. My feet hurt so bad that I would consider, I know I'd never consider amputating them, because life without feet would be really bad, but that's how bad they hurt to me. But being able to rub the CM cream on the bottoms of them, and then on the top on my arches, and then pull my Nikin socks on, oh, what a relief it was, okay? I think there was a commercial with that, or an antacid or something, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, or whatever, really, something like that. But when it comes to not having the packets, I think we can be a little stronger in our encouragement and our endorsement of this product by just telling people, hey, why don't you just buy it? Take my word for it. Order it. It'll fall under the 1 pound shipping. You'll get it in 2 to 3 days prior to mail. Use it for a week or two. And if you don't like it or you don't think the results are what I'm excited about, I can always use more of it, and I'll pay for what you don't use. Okay? You don't even have to go into the fact that all of Neekin's consumables have a money-back guarantee within 30 days of the point of purchase. You don't even have to talk about that. But, again, it's a bummer that we don't have them, especially when we want to throw a packet in our purse or in our car or in our glove box so we always have some around. But here, the flip side is we can go get those little pill baggies, and as long as it's not in direct sunlight, it's not going to dry out. The little ones with the Ziploc bags, and put some in there. Yes, it's messy, the package. I know. It's a bummer. However, just want to bring it to your attention that they are going away, so once they're gone, they're gone. Because I've used it many times. I've got one that I'm sending out to a customer. Said, hey, you ordered all these wraps. Why don't you check this out? Because this may be the gentleman I was with yesterday. He's complaining about his knee. Well, I'm going to give him a packet because I have a few of them left. But even more so than that, I want to introduce him to two small strips of duct tape. Because he's seen athletes wear that. Nobody's seen athletes use the CM cream. So, anyway, just that's one point I want to bring up. I'm going to open the line back up. And if you've got a question or a comment, hit *6, but let me do that.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Okay, there you go. So, *6, question, comment, concern. Go ahead. I know somebody.
Okay, this is Sherry. You need to also remind people that when they want to pick up this, I can't wait to pick up this recording, that they go to SaturdayAMLive.com, but then scroll down on the left-hand side of your screen just a little bit to pick up the Live 2018.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for that reminder, Shirley. Yeah, the 2018 recordings tab. It's right there on the left side, as Shirley said. That's where Steve immediately posts it, and this one will be at the very, very bottom. Okay.
Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you.
The fancy blog with the people's photos and then the text and all that, that's when Steve gets around to it, because this is not a paid gig for Steve, so it fits into. That's another point that I totally forgot to bring up. This is not a nooks and crannies business, but if you treat something like your own business and that every day you're working a little bit towards it, maybe you have a full-time job, and your plate is full like the rest of us with family and social activities. It's called life. But a little bit every day, taking opportunities. How many times can I recite my I can attitude mantra in the course of a day when I don't really need my brain to be functioning on anything else because I'm already doing something? Oh, I've been doing it every day now for the past few days. 5 times a day. That's the homework assignment for this week. And it's tons of fun. But my point is this. Utilize those nooks and crannies. Every single day, after I'm done reading or right before I do my reading, and this morning I was enjoying a wonderful cup of Peruvian coffee beans, organic, that our middle daughter Emily brought back from Peru this week for me. And oh my goodness, were they good this morning. Only 6 to 7 ounces. All things in moderation, so please don't send me a text or email and beat me up because I consume coffee, because I won't hear it, all right? Even Dr. Ken Howiak says in his book, Bone Health Made Easy, that, 2 to 3 cups of coffee, actually 2, I think, is a better limit, is fine, especially when it's organic. But my point is this. Every single day, I send an email, I send text to people, first thing of the day, that a thought will cross my mind, or during the day I'll send a text connecting with customers, connecting with people. hey, check out this latest Nikan blog. When I was reading it, I thought of you. You know, that kind of thing. All of our customers have access to those blogs via the website because they're a preferred customer and we've enrolled them, which again, that's a thing that some of us miss is that we need to enroll them as customers. Even if they're buying a product just once, enroll them as a customer and order that through their account. The best way, and it doesn't take much convincing for people to do that. They're going to get benefits. And if they read those blogs and if they're open to wellness and compliments, they're going to learn a ton. But thank you for that reminder, Shirley. Question, comments, concerns? Dave Johnson's got a great Zoom presentation lined up right now. If there's nothing else, I'm going to bid everybody farewell. Please continue, those of you who believe in the power of prayer and understand that modality. There are over 3,300 firefighters right now battling a blaze in Northern California that is just out of control. And here in Oregon and Washington alone in the Northwest, we now have firefighters flying all the way in from New Zealand and Australia to help out because the resources are getting so tapped. So continue to be praying for those men and women that are doing their best to, as well as all of our service personnel, however, right now in this season, we still have a lot of summer left, and some of these temps are really getting out of control. So on that note, next week, I've got a couple people I've asked. I'm waiting to see which one's going to respond first, but some who are in Orlando, just some wonderful, wonderful, delightful people like Barb was sharing that they're going to put their 5 cents or 2 cents worth or maybe a dollar's worth of thoughts and energy with us. So have a great weekend, everybody. Those of you who are part of the ICANner Club, the ICANN Attitude Group, look forward to talking with you Monday evening. And again, if you want to do that, I encourage you to check it out. And as my dear friend Nancy Cosman suggested, you can audit it on your own. All the information's on Saturday AM Live. Lesson number 12, the audio playback is a complete 14-minute overview of the whole entire course. You can skip lesson 1, the audio playback on that one, because it's more about all the housekeeping stuff. But jump into lesson number 2, getting the right mindset is the way to go to basically have an attitude. But then check out that mantra, as we call it. It's in lesson number 1. If you've got any questions on this, text me, call me, email me, say, I don't understand that, or I want to learn more about this. What does this mean? The ICANN mantra, or lesson number 1, is the prevailing, you know, philosophy of the whole thing. It's 6 short paragraphs that starts out with, my ICANN attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My ICANN attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. And 6 or 5 more like that are really, really powerful. It fits right in with Philippians 2, verse 5. Let's have the attitude of Christ. It really, really is a powerful mantra and has been life-changing for me for the last 2 years in all 5 of the pillars. So thank you, Barb Satterwhite, again. Thank you, Shirley, for that reminder. And everybody, I wish you a wonderful rest of the weekend. So jump on board with Dave Johnson's Zoom, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Ciao for now.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.